o'clock time certain, and then we'll get back into order after that.
Item 628, accept report for 2014 Summer Free for All Program.
Fritz.
Thank you, Mayor Hales. As the commissioner in charge of Portland Parks and Recreation, it is with great pleasure that I introduce this next item, which is entitled Summer Free for All. Summer Free for All has a long history in Portland, continuing the century-old tradition of our summer playgrounds and concerts, while incorporating the new activities such as movies in the park and the climbing wall. It is a cause for celebration and represents the community spirit that is in Portland. We greatly expanded the Summer Free for All program over the course of the recession when everybody was doing staycations instead of being able to travel out of town. Of course, it's not free for all. It's funded by a lot of work, both in the Parks Bureau and by volunteers in the neighborhood, local businesses supporting all of these events. So we greatly appreciate all of those sponsorships. Also, would not be possible without the generous support of larger sponsors, including Multnomah County, Partners for Hunger Free Oregon, the National Recreation and Park Association, as well as the 57 volunteer grassroots committees across the city, many of whom are partnering with each other to support area-wide programs. This year, we're placing a special emphasis on health and nutrition in our summer playground and lunch programs. Good nutrition and opportunities for play are crucial for the health and well-being of our community's youth who are Portland's future. We can help our youth realize their full potential by helping them establish habits that support long-term health and well-being. And I have to recognize that although Commissioner Fish is on vacation today, he has been a longtime supporter of healthy foods and healthy actions in our parks and was instrumental in getting the junk food out of the community centers, which has been a splendid success. And I hope to continue his work on making all of our parks healthier for everyone. We also are making certain that Summer Free for All reaches all Portlanders by expanding and strengthening our partnerships with groups such as the Immigrant and Refugee Community Organization, IRCO, and the East Portland Action Plan, and we very much appreciate the participation of volunteers in the community helping us with those activities. Mike Abate, the Director of Portland Parks and Recreation, Jeff Milkus, and Shelley Hunter will now give the presentation.
Good morning.
Good morning, Mr. Mayor. This is a great day. Thank you, Commissioner, for that introduction. And as you said, I'm joined by Jeff Milkus. Jeff is our Southeast and East Services Manager, but also coordinates the activities of Summer Free for All. And Shelley Hunter, our Development Manager. This morning, I'll tell you just a few things. Talk a little bit about the goals and programs for Summer Free for All this year, and the community health and outreach focus that we are kind of keeping front and center in all of our activities. And then the main part of the show is to hear from our partners who really are making this happen. So Summer Free for All is a celebration. It's a citywide celebration, happens in places all over the city. And it's really the residents of Portland who help plan and actually kind of curate the events that you have. In front of you, you've got our Summer Free for All paper, but I think you also have versions that we have this year in Burmese, Nepalese, Russian, Somali, Chinese, Vietnamese, English, and Spanish. The public involvement process has involved hundreds of volunteer community members, and I think our big focus this year has been outreaching to communities that maybe haven't participated in such a high level as we'd like. So we've deepened and strengthened those partnerships. The Commissioner mentioned Portland Public Schools and IRCO and the East Portland Action Plan. We also are, in addition to printing the guide in multiple languages, we're now showing movies this year in Spanish and Russian and Czech and German. The Summer Playground program, its focus on health is natural because, as you know, our community kids are most vulnerable to the effects of poor nutrition and hunger. This is a legacy project that has been going on for decades in the city of Portland, providing summer lunches long before Sun Schools, long before we called it Summer Free for All. It is in our DNA to have playground programs. We started with the idea that healthy living involves play and good food, and our staff created mini camps for 8 weeks, taking crafts, games, fitness activities directly to where kids are, at the parks, at the playgrounds, and this year we're going to multiple other places apartment complexes and other places as well. We achieved a lot by working with partners like Partners for Hunger Free Oregon and the schools, but there's more work to be done. We are the city's biggest provider of lunches. I think last year was 118,000 lunches, and we've expanded the number of sites in the areas that have the greatest need. And Commissioner Fritz mentioned one of our key partners. We got a grant from the National Recreation and Parks Association. That's the same organization, by the way, that in 2011 gave us the gold medal. They think very highly of our park system, and they are willing to invest in our summer playground program. And with them, we're piloting a new curriculum-based education program called Oregon Wise Guys. Not Oregon, but Oregon, like internal Oregon. Oregon Wise Guys, and it teaches kids about healthy nutrition. And Jeff wanted to bring the doll and pull out all the individual organs and tell you the stories, but we're trying to keep this short. But it is something that is engaging, that's being used around the country, and we were selected as one of the few pilot cities to roll out this new curriculum.
I totally want to see that in our next check-in.
You can take the nurse out of the operating room, but you can't take the
operating
room out of the nurse.
We will make sure you get a full demonstration, Commissioner. Absolutely. And we'll just pull them out, and then you identify which organ it is.
I was a psych nurse.
Oh. We'll see how she does.
Mr. Abate?
Yes, sir.
Are you at all concerned that people hear the phrase organ wise guys, and they'll think it's a branch of the mafia that trades in organs that have been stolen?
I wasn't until just now. I'm very afraid.
We specialize in catchy phrases in parks just to make people remember what we're doing.
Yes, yes. The Summer Free for All program is really only possible because of the number of sponsors that we have and our volunteers. And I think what's really remarkable is this is a program that for every $1 of city funds that goes into this, there are $5 of private money. And that is an incredible amount of leverage. And that just shows that this is not Portland Parks and Recreation providing this. This is the community saying, we really want these things, and we're willing to step up and coordinate and volunteer and raise money. And as the commissioner mentioned, 57 grassroots committees raised the majority of the dollars necessary for the program. A key stakeholder and a key partner in this is the Portland Parks Foundation, and they're at almost every movie and almost every concert. Nick Hardick, the executive director, is here. They're the mechanism by which many of these small organizations can contribute and help make the Summer Free for All happen. So, and then there are our corporate sponsors, and they supply everything from cash to on-air and print media distribution. It truly could not happen without all those pieces. So at this point, I'd like to pass it over to the brains of the operation, Jeff Milkus.
Good morning, Mr. Mayor and Council. Hundreds of dedicated volunteers continue to pour their time and their energy into creating these really special events, and I can tell you personally that their energy is absolutely priceless. In a little bit, you'll have an opportunity to hear from some of those. I'd like to take an opportunity on behalf of a very grateful bureau just to say thank you, and I know some are here. I'd like to also take a moment and, with a lot of pride, thank you also to many of the folks who are here that helped to run these programs. Judith Yeckel, David Chen, and Jameson Holtz make up our team of experts in their areas. Park staff, Kim Callum, Leah Pfeiffer, Alicia Hammack, Joan Hallquist, Jason Burgess, Shelley Hunter, Phil Lewis, Mark Ross, and, of course, Jennifer Yoakum. A special note of thanks to many other sponsors, including our fundraising partner, as Mike mentioned, the Portland Parks Foundation, their staff, Nick Hardick and Jesse Bond, who always help to support these wonderful events. Summer Free for All begins on June 23rd, and it runs through September 13th. And this summer, I'd invite you each and your families and friends, come on out to the parks with them, make some real memories that'll last a real lifetime. Now, Shelley Hunter, I'd like to turn it over to her. She'll have the honor of introducing some of our sponsors and some of the volunteers that truly make this program happen.
Good morning. I'm Shelley Hunter, and I have the distinct pleasure of working with these gentlemen as well as a number of other really involved citizens that make this process happen. So we're going to actually invite them to come up here in groups. The first three that are going to come up are Tony Hansen of the Crestwood Neighborhood Association, Galina Nereskova, the president of the Association of Slavic Immigrants, Cynthia Sulaski of Overlook Neighborhood Association. If those three would come to the front,
please. You could just pull up another chair there, Mike.
There's some loose ones in the front. There we go. While they're coming up, answer this later. But I'm really impressed with the multilingual program guide. How are we distributing those? How are we getting those out into the community? I mean, I think it's obviously a targeted effort to reach, you know, the now pretty substantial linguistic groups that we have in the city. But how do we get those out so that folks that might not have been engaged in city life, that's the whole point.
Certainly, certainly, Mayor Hales. It's actually a collaborative effort between us and IRCO. And one of the things that Jeff is working on is identifying people who come from those specific communities to help them convey those media pieces. So we're actually developing the relationship and the targeted marketing effort from that perspective, working with the community themselves as well as this partnership to get it out to the larger community and the constituents we like to attract to these events.
Mm-hmm. So we're using IRCO in particular, but also our normal distribution network of community centers and all that.
Well, it would certainly be an expansion of that.
Yeah, okay, great. No, it's really impressive. And
thank you.
You know, there's a lot more I think we need to do as a city to provide internationalized information. You know, our airport actually is one place that we need to work on this. It's not our airport, it's the Port of Portland's airport, but nevertheless. But this is really, I think, a high watermark in terms of really getting the word out to the community in multiple languages at the same time.
And one of the things I didn't mention is that it's actually on our website. So we notice, and we've been actually looking at the analytics of it, those are one of the drivers of the visitation. So it has become a very successful effort for us to engage new constituents. And the relationship with IRCO functioned from the standpoint of us identifying languages that were most present in the community. So it was a targeted effort to say these are the populations that not only that we want to reach that are currently growing in our community at present.
That's great. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Good morning. Welcome.
So if we can start with Tony.
Hi, good morning. Tony Hansen Dickinson, Park Stewards and Crestwood Neighborhood President. In all the business of modern urban life, it is a rare pleasure to sit among your neighbors, share some food, conversation, and watch children play games and make art as you wait in anticipation for this year's annual Crestwood and Ash Creek neighborhood event, Dickinson Park at the Movies. Dickinson was one of the first parks in the program, and in this, our eighth summer partnering with Portland Parks and Rec, we look forward to showing our 13th movie. We started in 2007 with Wizard of Oz, and this year are featuring the Lego Movie, closing the street, and having a neighborhood block party. We started this when my son was entering second grade and my daughter kindergarten at Markham Elementary. He is now going into Wilson High, and she her second year at Jackson Middle School. For them and a whole neighborhood of children, the movies have imprinted their summer memories, piling on with the climbing wall, craft booths, the awesome bands, the crazy stunts and promotions the movie crew thinks up. Also, because of the promotional partnerships we created with the neighborhood schools, we end up with a very diverse crowd of kids with their whole families in tow, including the Smalley community who lives in the neighborhood and we make special attempts to reach out to. We started with funding from the neighborhood small grant program and sustained it with sponsorship from local businesses when that program went away. I am so happy to hear the small grant program may be back, but I guess we'll have to figure out something new to apply for because the movies are now self-sustaining. You may know Jeff Milkus as the hard-working Tasmanian whirling dervish head of the program who spouts new ideas with every breath, and indeed, watch what you say when proceeded with, wouldn't it be great if? Because he'll take your idea and not only make it come true, but 10 times bigger than you ever thought. But as someone who's watched the program mature and become very efficient and professional, I'm truly amazed at the crews he puts together. Young, energetic, capable, responsible, so very loyal, and completely crazy, these folks come back year after year to keep building the program into an amazing showcase of leadership. They take a lonely corner of our park, and like carnies at the fair, weave monstrously huge equipment into a village of joy and technical wizardry. I love working with them all. So on a glorious August night in 2007, we marched down the yellow brick road and started the tradition that has kept generations of Southwest Portlanders saying, there is no place like home. Thanks to the sponsors, park staff, the Summer Free-for-All crew, and especially you, the City Council, for your support for the Summer Free-for-All program. Thank you.
Thank you. Great. Good morning.
Good morning. My name is Galina Nikrasova. I am president of Association of Slavic Immigrants, Chapter Oregon. We started working with park administration a few years ago, and we have a big support from them. Plus, we have a big support from EPAP. Every year, we are presenting for our community or for full city a Slavic culture festival. And every year we are, I think we are growing up, because every year we started to do better and better, I think. We are very thankful for Commissioner Amanda Fritz, because every year she is with us. Every year we feel it, city with us. And this year we have very big program. We have a special theme of festival. We will celebrate 140 years old of Portland, east of Portland, was born 140 years ago. And we will celebrate it. It is our style. We feel as big family. Usually we are celebrating our birthdays. And city is our city, Portland. And we invite all of people 26th of July, the Lenz Park, and park administration.
Okay,
very
going.
Helpful. Very helpful. We have big program from 10 a.m. till 11 p.m. full day. And I'm very appreciated for park administration and for you, because we feel support.
Thank you. Thank you. Good morning.
Good morning. Cynthia Slasky from the Overlook Neighborhood Association. I want to take this opportunity to thank the Parks Bureau and the City of Portland for the summer free-for-all, and especially the movies in the park. We represent the newbie neighborhood in that we started the movie in the park at Overlook Park last year. My fellow board member George Albuck and I worked with a large number of community groups and community residents to plan our event. We are fortunate to have many generous businesses in the neighborhood who supported our event. So we were, in fact, so successful that we could partner with Portland Parks and Jeff's Wild and Crazy Mind to have a drop-in guest, and that is that we hired two professional parachutists to drop into to jump into Overlook Park before the movie, and the jumper in front was dressed as E.T. So even though the E.T. mask was quite hideous, the suspension of disbelief, the magic that comes from something like that, was really great. So the crowd and especially the kids loved it. 2,500 people showed up. I can't tell you how much it just moved me to see so many people enjoying my park, my neighborhood park. And I, for one, found watching under the stars outside a movie, especially like E.T., with so many other people was just quite moving and quite exhilarating. So it was, in fact, so wonderful, and people talked about it so much that we began the following month to plan this summer. So we're going to we got approval to show Raiders of the Lost Ark. Mm-hmm. We are, again, working with lots of community groups and neighbors to plan it. I cannot share any of the details, but I can assure you that Harrison Ford will not be jumping into Overlook Park. Especially since
he sprained his ankle,
yes. Yeah. So I just want to close by saying that in today's society, it's really vital for us to have a sense of community and in all forms. And I think Movies in the Park is just a unique, creative, and fun way to enjoy each other's company. So thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Tony, Galina, and Cynthia. If we can have them leave the podium and welcome the next group, which includes Melanie Davis of El Hispanic News and Nicole Frisch from Bank of America.
Good morning. Welcome. Go ahead, Melanie.
If Melanie will start.
I will start. My name is Melanie Davis, publisher, owner of El Hispanic News and PQ Monthly. As you know, that's an LGBTQ publication. As a business owner, I find the Summer Free for All a dynamic program in the sense that it brings a level of community engagement we wouldn't have otherwise. It's important because obviously the food and nutrition of the most needy are met during these summer times. It helps with family budgets and things at that level. But the beauty behind it is it turns these neighborhoods where people come and go to work and that hustle and bustle, but it turns these people into friends. We're able to invite each other, have this cross-cultural communication, celebrating our music, our movies, our films, things like that, and just bring together a celebration that is beautiful for the community. As a business owner, that makes for a healthier business environment. It makes for sustainable neighborhoods and builds a sense of safety around where people are living. Both PQ Monthly and El Hispanic News were proud to be media sponsors behind this program. And to address one of your questions, Mayor Hills, that you had around distribution of the programs, the Spanish language one is inserted into El Hispanic News, which we're very grateful to have that opportunity, and distribute this to where the people are living and getting it into the hands of those who could best enjoy this opportunity. So thank you. Rather than taking to ink, the web, or social media, thought I'd come down here and celebrate with you all in this love fest. So thank you for supporting these efforts.
Thanks for your help. Thank you. Good morning.
Good morning. My name is Nicole Frisch, and I'm the Assistant Vice President for Corporate Social Responsibility at Bank of America. I'm here to speak specifically about the Summer Lunches Program. Bank of America is committed to addressing the critical issues of housing, hunger, and jobs in our community because these issues greatly impact the economic stability of Portland. And we're proud to support Portland Park's Summer Lunches Program. Portland Park's Foundation has been a key partner in our involvement, and we'd like to formally recognize and thank them for inviting us to support this program. Hunger is a pervasive and growing issue in our community. One of the harshest realities of hunger is that it disproportionately impacts children whose physical and emotional development require regular, well-balanced meals. With more than half of Portland school children qualifying for free and reduced lunch, summer break can be a time of food insecurity were it not for Portland Park's Summer Free for All and Summer Lunches program, because hunger does not take a summer vacation. Together with the support of Bank of America, corporate and community partners, Portland Parks will be serving 118,000 well-balanced lunches to children at 48 locations 5 days a week this summer. We know that children need the continuity of good nutrition over the summer so they can come back to school strong, happy, and ready to learn. And we're honored to work with Portland Parks to support the children of our community, helping to make Portland a better place to live, work, and thrive. So thank you for your support of this program. Thank you to Portland Parks. We are so proud to be a sponsor.
Thank you. Thanks very much.
Thank you.
Not only for sponsoring, but also for encouraging other corporations to give. That's very helpful.
The more we can do, the better.
Great. Others?
No, that completes our presentation.
Okay. Thank you very much. Is there anyone else that wants to speak on this item?
No one else. I'm...
Okay. Oh, I got somebody. Oh, come on up, please. Okay. Good morning.
I'm Stephen Entwistle, retired bus driver from Portland, Oregon. The program here is good. Anytime you can get nutrition to the children is a good thing, regardless. My concern is that the big picture is that this is anecdotal. We have parents that aren't working because they've been laid off. We have homeless people that really aren't going to be able to take advantage of this, and that includes the homeless kids, unless because they don't have transportation, they don't have any way to get around. And that's been totally left out with this whole picture. My concern is that we're kind of going down a slippery slope because we're not dealing with the big picture problems. We're anecdotally trying to, you know, help certain groups of people, which is good. I'm not saying it's bad. I'm just saying that the big picture is being ignored. Corporations aren't paying their fair share of taxes. I'm sure Bank of America knows that. And we just have a bigger overlying problem in this country, not just in the city here, with lack of jobs, poverty, parents that are desperate looking to make money to put food on the table, doing anything they could possibly think of to get money. Okay. And that may even include a drug house, okay, where the children are being snatched from their own homes, and their homes are being sold off to the sheriff's department in their asset forfeiture program that they're making quite a bit of money on. These are some of the issues that are being neglected and are not being talked about, and I just wanted to bring it up so people can get a much, much broader understanding of the problems that we do have in the city. And, you know, my heart goes out to the people that are struggling right now and are being ignored, okay? And there's all this anecdotal patting on the back on doing anecdotal things. You know, I mean, to me, that's just, you're just missing the big picture. And the problem is it's not going to get any better anytime soon. And we don't see any light at the end of the tunnel. In fact, we have to see a lot of people working against us rather than working for us or working with us. Community building is good. And anytime we can build any kind of community is good. But we should not leave out the people that are the most vulnerable and the suffering the most. Thank you.
Thank you. Thanks very much. So, Dan, you had some questions?
Yeah, I had a couple questions about the summer lunch program.
So. Staff, come back up. And
so I'm curious. I think somebody said the summer free-for-all goes till September 13th, through September 13th.
Yep.
So why does the lunch program stop on August 22nd? I mean, that's still like 2 or 3 weeks before school starts.
Yeah, I think I can answer that. It has to do with our sponsors, our USDA sponsors, and their ability to provide the lunches. We go in and we kind of negotiate with them and ask how long that they're able to provide lunches. Some districts are able to
Who are the USDA sponsors?
Oh, I'm sorry. I apologize for that. Portland Public Schools, David Douglas, and Centennial. Now, we could, in some cases, possibly have one of those districts provide lunches for a longer period. We've tried that in the past, and it's become very confusing and convoluted within the schedule. People go to the park, and there aren't lunches or programs because they all work on a slightly separate schedule.
I understand that too, because I thought those were federal funds that were getting.
They are federally funded. The USDA reimburses each of the school districts to create the lunches, and they have a reimbursement sufficient to deliver the lunches to the park spaces. And then once the lunches are delivered, we provide the distribution of those lunches.
The reimbursement only goes till August 22nd?
No, sir. I think it has to do with each school district's ability to create the lunches so that they're able to gear back up again for the start of their next school year. We don't make those decisions, although we could certainly always lobby for longer periods to serve the lunches.
Does that make sense, Commissioner? So the funds, they're federal funds, but they're distributed through the school systems. The school systems actually put together the lunches themselves using those federal funds on their schedule, and then we distribute them.
Yeah, I guess I'm not sure I understand why there's like this has always been the case. There was this 3-week gap or so where our meal program stops and before school begins. And so is it
correct
saying like David Douglas and PPS need time to sort of use their own facilities to gear up for their coming school year? Or?
Yeah, that's true. Now, we have closed that gap. A few years back, they ended much earlier, and we've been able to, and you provided us money to help get that gap closed. In the best of all worlds, I would love the lunch program to go through until Labor Day, if we possibly could. I guess what I'm saying is, yes, we could actually extend. I think one of the districts could possibly provide lunches for parts of the city a little bit longer. We could probably squeeze it out 3 or 4 more days. But we've made the decision to make it more consistent, because when we weren't consistent, it created all kinds of confusion among the families and the children.
Why don't we'd be happy to provide some background information and maybe some updates from the three different school districts on their schedules and
well, that'd be helpful. And I'm glad, Commissioner, you raised the question. But is there a working? I mean, yes, we reduced the gap. Great. But is there a working group underway between parks and the food bank and public school districts to try to continue that progress? And if there isn't, could we perhaps form one? I mean, reporting back to us is one thing, but there are people who are charged with this work who might work effectively together and have to continue closing that gap, ideally to zero. Right. Maybe somebody else provides the lunches for the last 3 weeks and somebody else funds them. I mean, there are lots of ways to slice and dice this, to use a bad pun, but it seems like there ought to be an intergovernmental effort underway with the nonprofit sector as well to try to make sure that those kids get fed every day, because that's the whole point of the federal program. The federal program is designed to feed kids through the schools that otherwise are hungry and don't have access to food. Well, we haven't quite gotten to a full year.
And I guess maybe just to throw out a suggestion, you know, the Children's Levy just invested pretty heavily in the Meals on Wheels program to expand their mission to begin serving hungry kids starting July 1st. They have the capacity to produce 30,000 meals a day. They're only using about 3,000 meals a day. Is there a possibility you could outreach with them about maybe they could perhaps fill this gap in 3 weeks?
Absolutely.
They certainly have the kitchen and the ability to get food moved to the right place.
Right.
I would appreciate
great
it.
Great idea.
We'll follow up with Meals on Wheels. Report back to us on that.
Okay, we'll do
absolutely.
I mean, we've got great support from the philanthropic and corporate community for what we're already doing, but obviously there's more potential there, and I think you've heard the concern here, and I know it's shared. You know, the whole council would love to see us get to 365 days a year for kids that need help.
Yeah, makes sense. We'll follow up.
Other questions or concerns you want to raise? Great. Thank you all very much. And then I believe we need a motion to adopt the report.
So moved.
Second.
Further discussion? Roll call.
Saltzman.
Well, this looks like an exciting summer free-for-all, and thanks to everybody, all the sponsors and people at Portland Parks and Recreation and Commissioner Fritz's office for making it so exciting and all-encompassing. It looks like every neighborhood in the city is going to have something going on there, so that's great. Aye.
Novick.
I second everything Commissioner Saltzman just said, and I want to add that personally, movies in the park are one of my favorite things about the city, and it is a wonderful communal experience. I also have to say that although I'm rather shocked to see my old friend Nicole Frisch looking so corporate, I'm not surprised that she's involved in providing nutritious food, because in the Kulongoski campaign of 2002, she was part of the fundraising team that had a strong commitment to healthy snacks, which is really unusual in a campaign environment.
Fritz.
Well, thank you to all of our partners, including the Parks Foundation. Nick Hardy is here, and to those who've presented, and as well as the staff and volunteers of this wonderful program. I particularly appreciated what Cynthia Sulaski said, while also the parachute drop last year, which was quite spectacular. I hope they don't try to top that, because it's hard to imagine what would happen. I was very nervous. I'd just gotten in charge of Portland Parks and Recreation. I was like, I hope they know what they're doing here, but they did. But what she said was how great it was that people came to my park. And that's what I want everybody to feel about every single one of Portland Park's 209 facilities. That is your park. It is owned by the citizens of, they are all owned by the citizens of Portland. And I encourage you to visit not only the park in your neighborhood, but also the parks in other people's neighborhoods, because those are your parks too, and you'll find that you have neighbors in other neighborhoods who are just waiting to meet you at these wonderful events. And people put their blankets on the floor and listen to the wonderful local music, watch the movie once it gets dark, so there's plenty of time ahead of time to get to know people, and that's essentially what our parks are for. They're gathering spaces where everybody, and it doesn't matter if you're homeless or if you are very affluent, you are welcome to these events and to participate in our community. Thank you very much. Aye.
Hales.
Well, great work, Commissioner and Bureau and team. This is a huge collaborative effort that just makes this a wonderful city. And I don't know if there's anything like it around the country or not. I suspect we're the leader in this too. But as I think you said so eloquently, Amanda, this really does connect everybody to their parks. And looking forward to being out there this summer with you. Thank you. Aye. Great job. Thanks, everybody.